Hello, Audio Boo. Welcome to day 9 of October. I'm really tired. Just saying. I have not been home for the past 14 hours. And I went to work, and then I went and hung out with a friend, and then I went to a meeting for this charity that I'm involved with, their board meeting. And I know none of this has anything to do with October, but I'm just saying that for an introverted girl such as myself, that was a lot of activity for one day. And I am tired, so I am gonna just do a talking boo. Because today's topic is music that my parents listen to. What I'm listening to right now, guaranteed, is not what my parents listen to. I decided that it is a Jill Scott kind of evening, and that's just what it is. So I'm just going to talk about what my parents listen to, because I don't even know. So, my parents listened to... My dad listened to a lot of classic rock. He was born in the, I guess, 50s, but he, his youth was in the 60s. So he listened to, like, the Stones and the Beatles and the whoever's. I don't know. Much of stuff that I don't really like. He claims that the Rolling Stones are, quote, the best rock and roll band in the world, quote. And he got offended when I tried to tell him that NSYNC were better than the Beatles back in the day. But it's actually funny because my dad's taste in music has evolved a lot since mine has evolved a lot. When I started getting into, like, R&B and gospel and all the good stuff that I like now, he started, like, getting into it a bit too, and it's not nearly to the point that mine is, but I've definitely made him a couple of CDs of, like, stuff that I like, and he has liked it, so... That's cool. But yeah, when I was growing up, it was a lot of Beatles and Stones and Neil Young and, you know, hippie music from back in the day. My mom, I don't really know what she listened to when she was a kid. I do remember that she told me when I was younger, that she used to have a huge crush on the dude from the Monkees. What the heck was his name? Davy Lee Jones or something? And she tried to compare that crush to, you know, my NSYNC fandomness, and I was like, no, it's not even the same. Like, not even the same. Not even in the same anything. Like, no one can possibly love anyone as much as I love them. But... she tried to tell me that it was, so I know that she liked them. I don't know who else she likes or liked when she was a kid. But I do remember, well, now she's pretty big into, like, country, like, newer country. Back when I was growing up, she always had, like, Kiss FM on the car, so, like, the easy listening stations, and she was into that. But over the past, like, maybe 15 years, she's gotten big into new country, and some of that I definitely share with her, like the Rascal Flatts and a bit of Keith Urban, not like every song, but he definitely has some good ones, and Lady Antebellum and Hunter Hayes and stuff like that, that doesn't really sound country. I like to say that the dude from Rascal Flatts has country soul, because he totally does. But, yeah, she likes a lot of that, and She's definitely more into embracing new music, I would have to say, than my dad is. My dad is pretty stuck in his ways in terms of what he listens to. And I mean, if I introduce him to something new that he likes, but generally it's like old stuff from the 60s and stuff. But my mom is pretty into embracing, you know, new songs and stuff. So that's about that. I definitely did not grow up on the kind of music that I like now. As I stated in a previous boo, I really discovered it later in life. And it definitely changed my world, that's for sure. And I think it's changed my family's world in some ways too, because like I said, my dad was never into R&B. Well, maybe he was, but not that I knew of. And you know, now he sort of is, and it's cool, and I feel like it sort of caused them to embrace like different styles a little bit more, which is cool. It's kind of ironic that my somewhat non-eclecticness caused someone else to be more eclectic. I wouldn't say I'm not eclectic, but I can be a little bit, not closed-minded, but I get stuck on things that I like, and I could definitely stand to be a little bit more, like, embracing of stuff. I'm working on it. It's a daily. But anyway, this is a weird boo. It's just me rambling after a 14-hour day of lots of interaction, and I will stop now. Oh, I see my phone's almost dead. That's cute. Alright. Good night, Audio Boo. I will see you guys tomorrow for October Day 10, and I'm sure that it will be a more interesting post. With, like, some actual music clips that my parents, or, like, whatever the topic is. Right now, I just cannot be bothered, because I'm just like, I need to me out and just put on something that I like and just chill. So, that's what it is. Tomorrow, I think the topic is really interesting. I'm looking forward to it. So, yay.